WJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Cloudy skies and 3 degrees above zero in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. For the forecast for today, mostly cloudy with light snow or flurries. We should see less than 1/2 inch accumulation and a high around 12. In the news, an explosion and fire rocked a popular oil company east of Breda late last night. According to reports, an explosion occurred around 10 p.m. at Al's Corner on Highway 71. Witnesses reported seeing the fireball as far away as Arcadia. Additional information is not currently available. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet electronically this morning via dial-in. On their agenda for 9 a.m. is discussion and or action with regard to the FY19 and fiscal year 20 Zion audit, township clerk wages, manure management plan updates, and updates and or discussion with regard to COVID-19. At around 9:15 a.m., the board will hear from City of Orient attorney Megan Weeks with regard to the city's abandoned property tax abatements, and that'll be followed by action on a resolution approving those tax abatements. Officials with Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield say Cass County will be recognized as a finalist for the Healthy Hometown Powered by Wellmark Community Award presentation planned for 6 p.m. on Thursday, February 18th. The ceremony will take place virtually this year due to the pandemic. A link to the ceremony can be found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Healthy Hometown Powered by Wellmark Community Award recognizes great work being done by communities to make the healthy choice the easiest choice, and the winner of the award receives $5,000 to spend on community health initiatives. Cass County is being recognized for many collaborative projects across the county, including Cass County COVID-19 Mobile Food for All, Grow Another Row, and park enhancements made at the Shulberg Recreation Area, along with Sunnyside Park. A Healthy Hometown Award is part of the larger Healthiest State Awards by Iowa's Healthiest State Initiative, a nonprofit organization with the goal of making Iowa the healthiest state in the nation. Healthy Cass County is a community-focused volunteer network formed to promote the health and well-being of Cass County residents. You can follow Healthy Cass County on Facebook or reach out to Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig at 712-249-5870 for more information. Officials at the Cass County Health System said Tuesday they had received multiple reports this month of phone-related scams occurring in the region. Cass County Health System employees, they say, will not call you to sell you any medical equipment or supplies, and they don't work with any companies who sell them over the phone. They ask you to be cautious about sharing your personal information and financial information over the phone. Some of the reports that they have received include phone numbers that appear to be local. When in doubt, patients can always call for the caller's or ask for the caller's name and phone extension and then call the main CCHS phone number at 712-243-3250 to verify the information. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Tuesday said there were 508 new positive cases of COVID-19 test results that had been returned from the lab over the previous 24 hours for a pandemic total of 329,812 positive cases. There were also 26 additional deaths for a pandemic total to date of 5,263, including one each in Madison and Pottawatomie counties. Statewide, 4,726 COVID deaths are attributed to underlying causes, while COVID was a contributing factor to 517 deaths. Deaths at long-term care facilities account for 2,117 of the total number of deaths. Long-term care facility outbreaks were down Tuesday from 35 to 28. 769 LTC patients have tested positive for the virus, while 514 have recovered. State data showed 255 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 compared to 242 on Monday. 57 COVID patients were in an ICU as of Tuesday. 40 were admitted over the previous 24 hours compared to 35 on Monday, and 25 patients were on a ventilator. In RMCC Region 4, those hospitals in western and central Iowa, or west, central and southwest Iowa, that is, 20 are hospitalized with COVID symptoms. 7 people were in an ICU. 4 people were admitted over the previous 24 hours, and 1 remained on a ventilator. Iowa's statewide positivity rate continues to decline from 7.9% Monday to 7.5% on Tuesday. The 7-day average was also down from 6.1% to 5.6%. As of Tuesday, a total of 303,713 Iowans have recovered from the virus. And that is a check of some of the latest area and state news on KJAN. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.